Part 2. Elizabeth. The next day, the whole village of Milford talked about Reverend Hooper's black veil. What mystery was hidden behind it? No one knew, and everyone talked about it. Friends on the street, women at their open windows, children on their way to school, the owner of the inn with his customers. But strangely, none of the people of the congregation asked the Reverend about the black veil. In the past, these people often talked to him about several matters, and he was always glad to listen to them. The black veil created a terrible feeling of fear, and no one wanted to talk to him about it.
"We must talk to Reverend Hooper about the black veil,"
said John Gray.
"He must give us an explanation." "Yes,"
said the sexton.
"Let's choose a small group of people and go and talk to him."
So a group of people from the congregation was chosen, and they went to discuss the veil with him. The Reverend received the group politely, but he was silent during the meeting. No one knew how to start the discussion about the veil that caused so many rumours and so much fear. At times, they could see a small, sad smile on the Reverend's lips. It seemed that there was a veil on his heart that hid a terrible secret. "If he takes off that awful veil, we can talk to him," the people thought. But he never took it off, and so they sat in the Reverend's house in silence. They could not speak because they were confused and nervous. They returned to their homes. But there was one person in the village who was not afraid of the black veil. She was the Reverend's wife, Elizabeth, and she wanted an explanation.
"No,"
she said aloud, smiling.
"There is nothing terrible in this veil, except that it hides a face I like to look at. Please, take it off and tell me why you put it on."
Reverend Hooper looked at his wife and smiled weakly. "There will be a time in the future," he said, "when all of us will take off our veils. Don't be angry if I wear it until then."
"Your words are mysterious,"
said the young woman.
"I don't understand them."
"Elizabeth," he said, "this veil is a kind of symbol, and I must wear it forever, during the day and at night, and when I am alone or in front of people and friends. No living person will see me without it. This black veil must separate me from the world. Even you, Elizabeth, can never come behind it."
"Why must you live in the dark forever?"
asked Elizabeth, confused. "Like most other people, I too have troubles that I must hide behind this veil," said the Reverend.
"But perhaps the world won't understand,"
said Elizabeth.
"You are respected and loved by your congregation. People might think you're hiding your face because of a secret sin. Think of your position. You're the Reverend of Milford, an honest, respected man. The black veil might cause a lot of rumours."
She could see a sad smile from behind her husband's veil, but she could not convince him. Elizabeth sat silently for a few moments and thought,
"What else can I say to convince him? Perhaps he's going mad."
Although Elizabeth was a strong woman, she started crying. "Do you feel the horror of the veil?" he asked sadly. She did not reply, but covered her eyes with her hand and turned to leave the room. He caught her arm. "Elizabeth, be patient with me," he cried. "Don't leave me. Although this veil must come between us here on earth, it's only a veil for this life on earth. Oh, you don't know how lonely and frightened I am behind it. Don't leave me in this darkness forever."
"Lift the veil only once and look at me in the face,"
she said. "No, never. I can't." replied the Reverend.
Then goodbye,
said Elizabeth. She slowly walked away from her husband and stopped at the door. As she looked at the black veil once more, she seemed to understand its mystery. In his sadness, the Reverend smiled, thinking that the veil separated him from happiness.